Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1251, Top Tips to Stick to Your Small Business Budget, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator here on OWD, and I welcome you to this Monday episode. And we're going to get right to it now as we hear from Lisa Harrison and optimize your life. Top Tips to Stick to Your Small Business Budget, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. You are not alone in your confusion about budgeting. Many business owners put in a lot of time and effort to create a business budget, including tracking down all of their revenue streams, estimating their expenses, and planning for any one-time costs that may arise in the future, only to run into problems when it comes time to manage and implement the budget. Why does this happen? Why is it so hard to put things in place and run them? What can you do, more importantly, to improve your financial management and ultimately your financial stability? How can you stick to your small business budget? Listen on to find out. Why do business owners struggle with their budgets? There are a number of factors that contribute to the difficulty of budget management and maintenance for business owners. Maintaining a budget after it's been established is an ongoing process that can be challenging. This means always keeping tabs and reporting progress, modifying your behavior in light of actual circumstances, and calculating how close actual results came to budget projections in order to fine-tune next year's planning. You don't have to work hard to get into a good position in terms of your budget, which is good news. Listen on to find out how these budgeting tips can help you manage your money better. Number 1. Track your expenses. At all times, you need to know where your money is going. Businesses often make a costly mistake when they don't do this most important task. Start fixing this by giving each department a simple way to report expenses and keep track of money. All you need to do is keep track, and each member of your team can add their own hours and receipts. To ensure that the data is reported accurately and that you can start moving forward knowing precisely how much money is being spent before you modify your budget to represent what you want to see, it is crucial that you put everything in writing. 2. Set some financial goals. If you've been keeping track of your spending and you aren't happy with the results, the next step is to establish some objectives. The act of systematically outlining this in the form of a list or a set of steps can be tremendously inspiring once you've accomplished it. Spend as much time as necessary creating a detailed budget that will help you in reaching your financial goals and saving the most possible cash. Making the most of your budget requires that you keep track of your current expenditures and use that information to your advantage. 3. Overestimate expenses. A good way to stay on budget is to budget more than what you expect based on projections. Most businesses have ups and downs in their cash flow. If you know what is going out and a little bit more than you need, you will always come in under budget. This is a great way to feel like you're making progress and saving money when business is slow. And if you go over, you'll be ready and have some financial wiggle room so you don't end up in a financial disaster. 4. Cut out unnecessary expenses. It is time to start looking for ways to reduce spending as soon as you start gaining insight from the data you have been tracking and comparing it to your new budget. You will be able to increase your profit and keep your expenses as low as possible if you continually evaluate areas where smaller costs can be effective while maintaining the same level of value and service in the process. Always do your research on the various service providers, suppliers, and utility companies available to you to ensure that you are getting the most value for your money. Plus, be careful when cutting. It can be tempting to cut out a lot of outgoings because it feels good to add up all the savings. However, all businesses have to spend money in certain areas, and some cuts could be hugely detrimental. For example, having policies with West Point Insurance Services could save you money in the long term should something go wrong. So cutting insurance costs is always a bad idea. And reducing your staffing numbers might be a great option, but can you maintain your high standards and productivity if you do it? These are questions you'll need to ask yourself. 5. Find an accountability partner. When you stick to a budget, it can be very helpful to have someone on hand to whom you are accountable. Perhaps someone in your family or a friend. Someone outside of the business, in other words, who will ask you every week how well your budgeting is going. They might even want to see your figures, if you're comfortable sharing them. That way, whenever you're thinking about spending or saving money, you can have this person in mind and ask yourself if they would be happy to see those figures or not. If not, delve into the reasons behind this thought, and you may well come up with a solution. It's fun to spend money, but it's not always necessary, and that's what you need to keep in mind. 6. Find the right tools. There are dozens of apps and online tools for budgeting available to choose from in today's market. Take advantage of risk-free testing periods to identify the solution that meets your needs the most effectively. If you prefer to organize everything on a spreadsheet, you can do that instead. If you are able to plan and refer to your budget visually, this can help you stay on track with your spending. When it comes to tools, there are a lot of free tools out there that you can use, such as the free version of Canva and Google Office, other than paying for Microsoft Office. And if you're running a YT channel and trying to promote it, then using the top YouTube link shortener will help you out a lot too. Overall, some of the best tools are super cheap or even free, so take advantage of it. Tools like SEO can help you stick to your budget by providing a cost-effective and sustainable approach to online visibility. Unlike paid advertising, which requires constant financial investment, SEO involves more organic methods to improve your site's visibility in search engine results. You can explore search engine optimization for lawyers if you want to target specific keywords and demographics for a law business, for example. This could help a firm's effort with precision and cost efficiency. And 7, wait before buying. If you struggle to stick to a budget because of impulsive spending when shopping for your business, try adding items to your cart, but delaying the purchase of non-essential items for a day. Taking a short break gives you the opportunity to give careful consideration to the purchase and ensure that it will not prevent you from achieving your goals. You just listened to the post titled Top Tips to Stick to Your Small Business Budget by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thank you today to Lisa Harrison, who is a mother, a scientist, and a financial enthusiast. She founded Mad Money Monster, which is a personal finance blog chronicling her and her family's journey from doing money all wrong to doing it all right. She and her husband are known as Mr. and Mrs. Mad Money Monster on the site, and they pride themselves on being Gen Xers who have turned it all around and are now charting a course toward financial independence. And as you could imagine, Lisa is also featured a lot over on our financial show, Optimal Finance Daily, so be sure to check that one out if you liked the post today. So that is going to do it for this Monday. I thank you so much, as always, for being here and listening all the way through, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.